Welcome back. It's Pelicans Media Day on your home for Pelicans basketball. We're your flagship station for the 2019-2020 season. And, Jaleel, I'm just going to apologize now if Jordan, the intern, starts to, like, break down tears.
I'm fangirling a little bit.
I know. It's just sort of like, you know, like the Taylor Swift concerts and, you know, all that nature. Jaleel, man, thanks for stopping by. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
You and I were kind of chatting a little bit off air. Energy. What's the importance of that word and the significance to this team this year?
Just a lot of positive energy going around, a lot of excitement, just not within the organization, but the city itself. So I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'm excited for the season.
You know, from a year ago to now, just your journey and your process, and what was it like your first year here in New Orleans and how you saw your game sort of kind of change?
And I was able to get on the court consistently,
right.
And I had some coaches here that really believed in me and that worked with me day in and day out, even in the days that I weren't playing, that I was doing a lot of player development, and that way when my number was drawn, I was prepared to play. So I'm super grateful for the entire coaching staff here for believing in me.
So what is the Pelicans like giving you over the past year, and that maybe Brooklyn and Philadelphia like maybe couldn't give you to expand your role and just your game overall?
I don't want to get into what other organizations didn't give me, but as far as the Pelicans, it just showed me nothing but love since the second I got here, and my teammates here are amazing. It's just been all love, and the city of New Orleans has really accepted me, and I'm happy to be here.
Confidence is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, confidence is a huge thing because it all goes into your mentality and how you're thinking when you're going on the court.
You know, you look at the last several weeks and months of last season, too, and it sort of seemed like the community, the fans, and this team sort of started having that beginning connection of, hey, this guy's out there playing hard. We're going to go out there and support him. And I think it was sort of vice versa. And it's just sort of exploded over the last several weeks and months. What has it been like from your standpoint? You're in there the workouts, you know, during the summer, and then just coming back here now and just seeing what this energy in this city is like for your team.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have, you know, they changed up our weight room and they put a lot of money into the organization. And everybody here is excited, and we've been playing pickup. You know, you walk into the gym, you see JJ Redick, you know, Lonzo Ball, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram. This is a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to get started.
Dude, it's nuts. You feel like you've been around a while, but you really haven't, right? What, five seasons? It's going to your fifth?
This is year five.
Yeah, but it feels like you've been around for a while. So what's it like to be on this roster and see so much youth yet experience? It's an interesting mix because even the young players feel like they've been around. You know, you got the guys from the Lakers and even some of the other guys as well. But there's always sort of like a little similarity here or common denominator about proving themselves. Mm-hmm. That good chip on your shoulder, right? While you guys seem to have been around for a while, it almost seems like still it's fresh and an opportunity to start anew.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, what's your question exactly?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I kind of rambled. I guess what I was trying to get in is essentially you have a handful of players here that have been in the league for a while, mm-hmm. but really can start over and start fresh together in a whole different venture.
Yeah, I think, you know, the one thing I can say, we have in our young careers, we've seen a lot with myself,
right.
Lonzo, Brandon, you know, them being in L.A., they mm-hmm. tell me that there's a lot going on, as you can imagine, and I've been through some pretty crazy stuff since I've been in the NBA. So we definitely have a lot of experience, and we'll try to, you know, just build some chemistry.
Speak with Jaleel Okafor. Would you say that's the biggest difference between your college days? Because you played at big universities, big places like that, but in the NBA, it's still basketball, yet you have all that ancillary stuff on the outside. I guess that's what the hardest part is, to just focus on hoops and get a locker room together to believe about that.
I think initially, when you first get into the league, mm-hmm. There's just so much stuff going on the outside that you have to get used to. I was thinking what Zion must be going through right now. You know,
right.
Pre-draft, and he didn't have to do all the workouts and stuff. But he knew he was going to be the number one pick, but, you know, trying to figure out what shoe deal you're going to be with, all the award ceremony. There's just a lot that goes, you know, into being an NBA player and before you actually pick up a basketball. So there's definitely a lot of distractions, and it's just something that as you get older, you are able to handle.
All right, give the fans a little peek here. We got to wait till next week to see the first preseason game. What kind of basketball team are going to see this year, man?
Right now, we put a lot of emphasis on running. You know, obviously with Lonzo and Drew, they're really good at facilitating, and we just want to run. That's something that Coach Gentry has always pressed towards us. We want to be a running team, and that's something that we want to continue to do this year.
Final question for you. How do you see your role this season?
I'm not sure. We have the first day of practice tomorrow. I feel amazing. I feel great. I've been playing. I've been scrimmaging, and I've been having a lot of fun playing with the old guys and the new guys that we have. So I'm excited.
All right, Jaleel, thank you for your time, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate
it,
Jordan. There you go. There you go. There it is.
Thank you, guys.
He's a fan. Thank you, Jaleel. Appreciate it.